Welcome to Podcast on Infinite Earths, an unofficial DC Studios podcast. I'm your host, Porter.
And I'm your host, Tyson.
And we are writers, editors, and part-time filmmakers who love superheroes. Welcome to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going to talk about the first two episodes of Peacemaker Season 1. We're going to be doing episodes about Peacemaker Season 1 in two episode chunks in preparation for Season 2 coming out at the end of August. So that'll be exciting. But yeah, Tyson, what do you say we get into it?
Sounds good to me. Yeah, the thing I love about this show is it is like intensely rewatchable. It has like a lot of great one-liners and a really fun premise. So this will be my third watch through, and really? It's still hitting for me. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I've only seen it once, but one thing I forgot about that I appreciate that they did is in the beginning of the first episode, they have the previously on, even though it's like the first episode of the first season, but it's just about the events that transpired in the Suicide Squad, which is nice.
I appreciate it, yeah, because, you know, it picks up right after Suicide Squad, which, like, it helps to have seen Suicide Squad, and I highly recommend it. I mean, that was a fantastic
film. For sure,
film.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't, I mean, that catches you up on, like, the few politics that really matter in this show that are kind of, like, pressing against Peacemaker.
Because it really picks up, like, the post-credit scene of the Suicide Squad was Peacemaker being in the hospital, and this show begins with him waking up in the hospital and being discharged, and he has a very funny conversation with a janitor there. And it's a clever conversation because it does set up in a way the like how the world views Peacemaker as a hero, or lack of viewing him right. as a hero. And I don't know, I think it's a very funny way to do exposition.
Oh, totally. I'm with you there. And it like totally sets up Peacemaker's character if you're not familiar with it, right? His very like indignant and like prideful self. And what a funny character, this janitor. Like, such a small role, but I would say pivotal.
For sure. He kills it for his small screen time. But yeah, I think, I don't know, man. I wonder if he will come back in season two.
I certainly hope so.
I don't know. You know, it's like a long shot, but it'd be funny. kind of like you wouldn't have expected the taxi driver from Deadpool 1 to be in Deadpool 2, but he was.
Right. Very similar energy. No, yeah, that's a great comparison. And they kind of just throw you into the world. So we get kind of Hardcore and Economos, who were in the operation room when Waller was freaking out in Suicide Squad. So
right.
They've been put on this case. So they're kind of familiar faces. We get introduced to Adebayo, who we find out in the first episode that she's Waller's daughter.
Yeah. I honestly, it's been long enough since I've seen this that I can't remember if that really turns into anything crazy. So I'm kind of going into this like
a little bit blind.
I remember that she was Waller's daughter, but I could not remember if that actually mattered to anything.
Oh, right on. At the very least right now, she is not revealing it to the team, and she's kind of like defending Waller a little bit, right? They have this line in the second episode where they feel like they've been betrayed, and Hardcore's immediate reaction, it must have been Waller, right? She thinks she's kind of a psychopath.
Yeah, yeah.
And Adebayo was kind of like, it couldn't be.
Right. It's a subtle, but yeah, you're right. She totally defends her. Oh my gosh. One thing I love about this show is the title sequence just being like a dance number. And I'm so happy that I read that they're going to have another dance number for season two, which is such a funny idea. Because you had said something along the lines of like, it's cool to see these actors just kind of being goofy and having a dance number
totally.
When they play vastly different characters in the show.
Totally. The thing that was like kind of shocking to me, I mean, first of all, of course, this dance number completely fits that like goofy, non-serious energy of the show. But seeing characters like his dad in the dance number when like Peacemaker's dad, Augie Smith, is like a piece of garbage.
Oh, he's terrible.
He's the worst, right? And like Peacemaker still has this like puppy like adoration for him. Like he still really looks up to him, and he shouldn't, right? Like he is like such a terrible father. And to see him doing a dance number with the gang, it's like, that's right. He's an actor.
Right. It's because, you know, with fandoms, dude, they sometimes don't know that line, right? And they hate on the actor, and it's like, guys, come on.
It's hard to get past it sometimes. Yeah, you're so right. Love that dance intro. And we're kind of just thrown into Peacemaker trying to cobble his life back together, right? He finally escapes from the hospital, which isn't really epic, though he kind of makes it out to be, because he's worried, right, that the cops are after him. And he makes it back to his trailer, which is just America.
And it's a mess. So America. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But political Porter.
I know. No, I'm just messing. But it's trashed. Because what does he say?
After he got arrested, looking for evidence.
They turned it upside down. But I don't know. It's kind of like a sad moment. Because all the other superheroes, granted, he's technically a supervillain when we first meet him because he's in jail.
Right.
But usually you expect your superhero protagonist to go home to a mansion or something. So to be
a mansion or a family or something. But yeah, he is a very sad homecoming. And immediately after this goes to his dad, which is an even sadder homecoming.
Oh my gosh. And his dad is just the worst role model. And you kind of see that's why Peacemaker turned out the way he did. But he still turned out better.
Right.
His dad's talking about, being Peacemaker means doing these very unpleasant things to people. And Peacemaker's that's not really what I do. So
right. His dad's thing is about killing people you don't like.
Exactly.
And Peacemaker's it's about peace and justice. There's something more there. And we get introduced to Eagly, an incredible sidekick, I must say.
Oh, he's one of the best characters for sure. And he also gets his dad has a kind of a suit room thing. Joked, but it kind of is the pocket dimension from Superman.
It really is kind of its own collapsed quantum something.
Yeah.
It's a really cool technology, and it's kind of crazy that they have this racist white trash Augie Smith who's brilliant enough to have built something like this.
Right. I wonder if he did a job with someone that was way smarter than him and did it as payment or as a favor. Sure. I don't know. I have a hard time believing he could pull that off.
Totally. And it's kind of cool to have that there. Honestly, as a reminder, because it doesn't play much of a role in this season. We see it once or twice, but that was several shots in the trailer for the new season.
You're right. So yeah, maybe we keep an extra close eye on it.
It's a cool concept. I think it's kind of multidimensional, and it adds that super elements to the Peacemaker bit. Something I want to get into later is how impossibly human he is, but it's kind of crazy recognize that, he is just kind of a vigilante, but he's not even a Batman vigilante where he has gadgets or he's rich or any he's just a guy.
Yeah, right now he's a government contract worker.
Yeah.
And the team he has is a good team. They're funny. They have good banter. But yeah, he's kind of just, he's the only one there that is a superhero at the moment, right?
Right.
It's FBI agents kind of, plus a superhero, which is a funny dynamic, but it is unique.
Right. So after, kind of establishing his home, establishing his father, he gets introduced / blackmailed by his new team. And we get to see him meet everybody, and immediately he makes an awful first impression. They kind of hate him right off the bat.
Yeah.
And it's just a great team dynamic. They're all constantly just roasting each other and making fun of each other, and they all just kind of suck in their own way, but they're they're just ragtag, and it's so endearing. I love them together. And oh my gosh, Kate, I'm curious if you remember during your first watch through, or maybe recognized during this one, the kid that we see at the diner that they meet at, were you aware that that was Vigilante?
Not the first time I saw it, but on rewatch, I was oh yeah, that's Vigilante.
Vigilante, okay. As soon as Vigilante showed up and you get that really annoying voice and the cheekbones, I was that's probably that kid from the diner. I think the big giveaway was Vigilante, or this character that we don't know. What did he say? His friend's younger brother or something like that.
Right. So he obviously
there's some relation. He knows the kid in that context.
Yeah. But, I wonder, I can't remember. Does he? Well, actually, we'll get into that. Never mind. Never mind.
But him going out like next to the dumpster and like doing like a weird little dance. So excited that Peacemaker's back. And that like crazy awkward interaction with his coworker.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, it's great. And I think it's a funny, like soft introduction to the character. I guess after that diner, though, like I like that the show takes the time to give Peacemaker and Adebayo kind of like a fun conversation where she asks about the eagle, and I don't know, it's nothing like too crazy, but the fact that they just give them a conversation to have,
it's kind of wholesome, them being kind of the newbies on the team,
right? And it's a stark contrast to like later he kind of talks to Harcourt, but he doesn't have as like nice intentions, so it just turns into nothing, and if anything it just makes her hate him more.
No, totally. I mean, that's the thing about Harcourt, and to an extent Economos, is they're like sort of grizzled veterans in their own way, so they're a lot less receptive to the just the jerk that Peacemaker can be. But Adebayo is like really trusting and open, so like they kind of have, you make a good point, like that connection off the bat, to the extent that like Peacemaker and Adebayo like almost defend each other when everybody's kind of like pointing fingers about who could have ratted them out.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, and it'll, you know, as the show goes on, we see how his relationship grows with the other characters, but it's a strong start with him and Adebayo.
Totally. And I think that's one thing I love is how, like, the absolute incompatibility between Peacemaker and Harcourt especially, and then Economos, because, like, he just keeps, like, making fun of them both or trying to hit on Harcourt. And, like, it's just, they cannot work together currently. And it's cool to see them, like, finally develop into a team. Like, it's a great dynamic.
For sure. But yeah, to kind of, I guess, round off that first episode, when he finishes with Harcourt, he meets another girl and she takes him back to her apartment, and she ends up like being a super strong metahuman-esque, like beating the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. I remember being like completely thrown off by that, because it was like a really weird interaction. She doesn't talk through that whole bit, right? It's just him on the bed, just kind of monologuing about and to himself. She's just brushing her teeth in the background, and you see her like just glare at him a little bit. She's walking around silently. She pulls out the knife and you're like, oh. And then yeah, this crazy fight ensues, and it's like, once again, just like completely showing how human he is. I mean, for one, he's like just in his briefs,
right?
And getting like stabbed and thrown through walls, and like it's an intense fight.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think it's fun because you don't know how powerful the girl is, because from the look of her, she just looks normal, right? Like, she doesn't look like she could throw him around like a ragdoll, but she does.
Yeah. No, and it's completely unexpected. I love that they do that. And holy cow, I mean, ending that episode with him, like, you know, killing her with this helmet and just being like, what just happened? And then picking up the next episode with him trying to escape the building after grabbing all of his stuff, I think was brilliant.
Well, yeah, what I love about this, the second episode, is that the first, like, I don't know if half, but it's got to be close.
Yeah.
Is just kind of all about him escaping the apartment building. And it's a really fun sequence.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's like a little mini bottle episode inside of an episode.
Yeah. Well, and what I love about that is, like, those are the small things they don't show with, like, regular superheroes, is they just kind of assume that those things are taken care of, right? They can be at that moment and then clip to the next episode and they're, like, at the office and, like, man, that was crazy. But, like, yeah, dealing with, like, the cops and neighbors, that's, like, regular, everyday kind of stuff that, of course, and I feel like we don't often address that enough. So I love that they were, like, making that a hurdle for him.
One thing I love about these types of shows or movies is kind of the detectives that have to kind of follow the plot,
yeah,
you know, behind us. And I think these two detectives are a great team and they're played so well. I love them.
I'm with you there. Great characters, and they make a fun duo.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun duos, we get Harcourt and Adebayo coming to rescue Peacemaker during this sequence.
Yeah.
And It's a rough combo.
It is. They do not get along yet. And it's kind of fun. You get to see Peacemaker, dude, I know I said it when we were watching it, but he's got to learn how to roll when he falls from a height like that.
he took it in the head mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just not full the way body to do shot. That. Yeah.
But yeah, then we get a little bit of Harcourt being like resourceful by taking down the police officers and Adebayo being a getaway driver. But I don't know. It was fun. I think it's such a good, like, sets the pace of the episode, and it sets the tone of like, yeah, this is not like most shows you watch, right?
Totally.
It's going to be fun, and it's going to take its time where it wants to.
No, completely. And I feel like in a show especially, it's really hard, especially in this genre, to balance the action and like the plot. And I feel like, you know, ending with this insane action and bringing it, like starting with it again, like it kind of sandwiches that like plot of introducing Peacemaker and then that whole end bit where they're back at the office trying to recoup, like it doesn't feel out of place or anything like that, or even boring, right? Like it fits nicely.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It feels right. Yeah, totally.
And in the madness of all this, Economos makes a major mistake in his brilliance. He does the classic hacker thing where he just like Cloudy Chance with a meatballs his computer, right, and just like
we're in.
Yeah. And he was able to switch fingerprints and like license plate and registration and everything, and he switches it to Peacemaker's dad
of all people,
which is an incredible conflict.
Yeah, it's funny, like the slow build up to him eventually getting thrown into prison, right? You got like, they come to his house and they're like, oh, the car was registered in your name. And it's like, oh, well, that's my son's car. And it's like, oh, okay. But then later they are able to bribe the couple that were the witnesses. And it's just a funny growth.
It is. Yeah. And that couple was like short-lived, but really funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made the most of their screen time.
Oh, my gosh, how absolutely toxic their relationship
is. Seriously.
And yeah, the episode ends with Peacemaker sleeping with that dude's wife.
Yeah. I love kind of the detective work of this episode. Like, they have the bit where they're trying to figure out the rat that we were talking about, and they don't really know, but then they find out that it was just Peacemaker leaving his
dossier on the bed.
Literally. But like, I feel like that doesn't still fully answer the question though, because what are the chances that he goes home with a girl that would even care about what's in that dossier, right? So I don't think that's the end of the story, but you also get the detective work, faulty detective work really, of them pinning it all on Peacemaker's dad. And I think it's just a funny, I don't know, just people try to figure things out and it just, they're not really good at it.
No. Which like, you can totally see the logical jumps they make, right? I mean, having Augie Smith's like Prince in the system and right, the car is under his name and all that kind of stuff, like, and then you get witnesses that have been bribed, like it all kind of falls into place and you're like, well, I would probably make the same thing, but knowing the story, it's kind of funny,
right,
to see the mistake. Yeah, this is such a great build-up. I'm honestly kind of just excited to watch the rest of this with you, because it's a bit of a fresh perspective on your end, because there are probably a few, if not many, elements that you've like,
oh, there's so much of the show I forgot. I remembered the first couple episodes, and then I remember like the last episode really well.
Okay, right on.
And there's a whole lot of in between I don't remember. So I'm excited.
I'm excited to discuss more. I mean, what a fun show. Two plantings that I really loved in these first two episodes was Peacemaker making a big deal about Mern's shady backstory.
Right.
He was getting, you know, just kept talking about how Mern is just kind of a black ops guy who's like killed a bunch of people, and he's kind of a scary dude in the field, and he has this really mysterious but like menacing backstory that we're not really aware of. So it kind of sets him up as like a league higher kind of scary character, but he's like the boss and he's on their side. So it's kind of interesting that there's a mystery built around that, and it does pay off later.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Clever writing, because it could be brushed off right now in this point in the show as like a, well, of course he's shady, like what government agent isn't, right? But it actually does pay off, so it's cool that they throw that in there.
Totally. And the fact that, like, you know, Peacemaker has like this boogeyman story about him, he's heard of this guy, he's scary. And the other planting that I loved was the alien device that Peacemaker found in this girl's apartment. You said it looked like a futuristic modem, which precisely it totally did. But
I forgot about that too. That is one thing I actually forgot about.
Yeah. And it's a fun ending to episode two where they're all like sitting in the bed in this weird trio couple.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, picks it up because it's glowing and it turns into like a little futuristic, like almost spaceship looking thing.
It looks like a mini spaceship.
Yeah. Like it's weird and alien and adding more to the mystery. And obviously there's more to that later, but I think it's a fun little thing to just throw in the beginning like that.
Totally. I think the highlight of episode two for me is the scene after they kind of all discuss in the office who they think the rat is, and Peacemaker was kind of just making fun of Economos for like dyeing his beard. And he goes home and he just like is crying, right? And it's like a little silly because he's like a macho man, but he's crying to himself. But it's a telling scene. Like he's literally like, what the heck, dude? Like Dyebeard could have been your friend, but you had to be so rude to him,
you
right?
Push him away like you do everybody else.
Exactly.
It makes him more human. More, he has emotions. He's not just like this, you know, pretentious like jerk.
Right. And then Vigilante shows up and he's probably the closest thing Peacemaker has to a friend.
Yeah.
And they have a great conversation and Vigilante's like helping him clean his trailer and he's like, oh, we're killers, like, but we both love it, so that's, but we only kill bad guys, so like it's okay. And it's just like a weird like comforting scene for him.
It is,
I don't know, it strangely works.
It really works. And you know, the fact that they're both, I mean, Vigilante, that's his name, but they're both vigilantes, right, in their way, that they just kind of take justice into their own hands. They have that very much in common, even though they might approach it in different ways. And Peacemaker kind of looks down on Vigilante just being like an annoying nerd, and Vigilante idolizes Peacemaker. But right, we get them really bonding in this like cathartic sense after having this, you know, like you make a good point, like this semi like kind of deep conversation about why we kill people. And then they just get to go blow up a bunch of stuff.
Right. Which is a fun montage.
Such a great little sequence of them just doing what they do together. You can see why they were friends previous to this, right? It kind of just establishes that.
Yeah. I think my favorite character, like from what I can remember, my favorite character in this show is Vigilante. He's so good.
It's pretty easy. He's just so socially unaware and like skillful, but just dumb. He's right. Great. He adds so much.
Totally. So kind of a cool thing is, you know, the Superman is obviously hugely popular right now, the movie. And just a fun little like tidbit I wanted to point out is the Flash movie that came out a couple years ago, which we both enjoyed enough, right?
Yeah.
But it was considered a flop because its lifetime gross in the U.S. was like just over $100 million. And the opening weekend for Superman in the U.S. alone was $122 million.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's obviously doing a lot better than the last like big DC movie they put out.
Which makes me so, I mean, we watched it that first night and we were such a big fan. And I honestly, it's huge and I love it, but my opinion does not always, if not often, like line up with others. So I was a little bit nervous about the like
right,
general audience reaction. I really wanted to have a good reception, and it has.
Yeah,
it really has.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Man, what a great movie. We're going to see it again tonight.
Yeah, we're excited.
But
yeah,
excited to have like confirmation that people are loving it. It's just a solid movie, and once again, just a hearty recommendation from us gentlemen. Podcast on Infinite Earths. But yeah, we really appreciate you guys joining us for this episode. It'll be fun to break down the rest of Peacemaker. It's just a great series, and I'm really looking forward to season two. It looks like it's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll catch you all next week.
See ya.